Working with a team of colleagues, the researchers obtained DNA from 12 woolly rhinoceros bones collected from permafrost in Siberia, dating from the beginning of the late Pleistocene, about 130,000 years ago, until the animals were on the verge of extinction. Extra DNA was recovered from one sample of rhino hair and one piece of tissue found in the stomach of a frozen wolf that had been preserved by the cold. Analyzing the genetic diversity of the samples allowed the researchers to make a rough calculation of the size of the woolly rhino population over time. Rather than declining as humans arrived, the population remained stable from 29,000 years ago until 18,500 years ago, just a few thousand years before the species went extinct. That suggests that, far from being hunted to extinction, the rhinos coexisted stably with humans for around 10,000 years. Perhaps the people who encountered the beasts found them unpalatable, or perhaps the rhinos were simply too dangerous to hunt with their simple weapons. They were the size of the modern white rhino, which is not an animal that takes kindly to being stabbed with spears. The researchers' case is not quite conclusive. It is possible that some sort of technological advance eventually gave ancient humans the ability to hunt rhinos safely, and that extinction followed after that breakthrough. On the other hand, the animal's decline lines up suggestively with a rapid bout of global warming that began around 14,700 years ago. The researchers argue that this was the more likely cause of the animal's disappearance. This time, it seems, it was Mother Nature who'd done it.